1, 2, 3. You are tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host for the hour, Danny Nesvedarani. And in my hand for this hour, we have just a whole lot of 7-inch records, the small ones. And I honestly don't have a lot of experience playing that on this show, but I thought, why not do it today? And the reason I'm doing it today is because recently, here at the station, we have this thing called Record Club. Happens every Thursdays at 4 p.m., so like right before my show, basically. And every week there's a new theme where people come in and just play music of that theme that they really enjoy, and then they talk about it. And we have really cool speakers here at the station, so, you know, like, people can listen to it really loudly and intimately. And it's always a great time. It's completely open to the public, so if you want to come check it out, please do. Thursdays at 4 p.m. But this last week's theme was emo music, and it made me realize that I don't think I actually, like, know how to define that, because I know emo is emotional, and a lot of times when people say emo, they're referring to, like, emotional hardcore, emo, kind of like pop punk, maybe, in a sense, which is different than hardcore, I think. And it's hard to pin down. So I did some research, and I found that a lot of the, what I guess what some people would describe as emo that is in our archives here, it's actually on 7-inch records. So I thought I'd play some of that. This is coming from a band. This first one is a band by the name of 10 Days Late that I saw, and I was like, ooh, cool. A band from the 90s I had never heard of. Says here we got Belle Starr on vocals, Ma Barker on drums, Annie Oakley on bass, Calamity Jane on guitar, and Bonnie Parker on lead guitar. I don't know if all of those names are correct, because Calamity Jane would be an awesome name, but an unrealistic one. And I did some Googling, and I found out that all of these people actually came together last year and reformed the band. So you can actually see 10 Days Late perform in 2026, which is really cool, because the thing I'm holding in my hand right now, the 7-inch, is from 1995. So 30 years later, still going. Anyways, let's play the first track off of this one. I believe it's titled Out of Tune. Let's see what this one's about. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you enjoy. All right. We are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And let's go on to this next track here on this 10 Days Late 7-inch. This next track, I believe, is titled Helicopter head. You'll find out in just a second what that means.
Was on my way to a birthday party.
All right, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And coming up next is another 7-inch that we have in the archives here from 10 Days Late. This one is, starts with Getaway and then goes into another track on the other side by the name of Death Reggae. And I don't really know what that means, and I wasn't really able to figure out what that meant from listening to the song. Maybe you will. Anyways, let's get into it. This is Getaway by 10 Days Late.
Wait.
We are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we're going to be switching it up with a different band here, but another 7-inch. This one is from a band around the same era. This 7-inch is from 1992, by the name of Spark Marker. This is a 7-inch with a few tracks, including a little skit at the end where it seems like it's a short clip of them on Nardwar's radio show from 1992, which very cool that they have that and that it's on the 7-inch here. But the first track here is titled Fistful of God. Take a listen. Second track on this Spark Marker 7-inch here is titled Rob's Dream.
Thank you.
Okay. We are back with Analog Archives. One more track on this 7-inch here. This one's titled Touchdown. And then you get to hear a little skit. But before we get into that, Touchdown by Sparkmarker. That last track again was Touchdown by Sparkmarker. Funny thing is, this last track on the 7-inch, which is just like a clip from Nardwar's radio show back in 1992 on CITR, is the reason why I actually brought this record to Nardwar's Video Vault event back in, gosh, I think late 2025. And when I went to go see that event, I also went to try to go see Nardwar. And I was able to speak with him for a bit. And I showed him some records from his band, The Evaporators, that we still had in our archive. And he thought that was really cool that we still had all of that. But I also brought a bunch more records. Unfortunately, there was also a huge lineup of people also wanting to talk to him. So I told them, hey, we have so much music of yours in our library here still. If you want to talk about it in a full-length interview, that would be awesome. And he said, yeah, that would be awesome. Well, maybe not that quite. But he agreed, I think, possibly. And that hasn't happened yet, obviously. Very busy guy, I fully understand. But it may happen one day, and I am always holding out hope for that Nardwar interview about all of his music and all of the records he's just associated with, because this isn't his music, but his name is still on it. So that's pretty cool. If you're a frequent listener, you probably already know this, but one thing I did get from that interaction with Nardwar is this.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette, saying you're listening to CJSF Burnaby and doo-doo-loo-doo CJSF.
Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, let's get back to this end skit here. It's actually pretty fun, so I hope you enjoy off this Spark Marker 7-inch.
And these guys, they're going to suspend these poor guys.
I'm going to follow what he does, and everything does, believe it. Here's Paul Blay.
All right, I want to do another show.
Two more. There's two.
Okay. It's Todd Carr. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some feedback.
You were on the air before, but you didn't get feedback. You want feedback? You go.
Live on CITR.
And that's what happens to callers when they screw with the marker. You don't screw with the
fuck
spark
with us,
marker.
Man.
You don't screw
with
the spark marker live on
CITR. Okay, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Let's get on to the next 7-inch here. Another one from Spark Marker, but this is a 7-inch split. So one side is Spark Marker, and then the other side is another group by the name of Mystery Machine. Very, very curious stuff. It says here, this single is available for $6 postpaid from Landspeed Records. So yeah, one side here says Mystery Machine with Mouser. The other here says Spark Marker, Keep the Quarter. All right, let's see what this is about. Let's start with the Spark Marker side. This is also a 7-inch that is translucent blue, which is always fun. That has nothing to do with the song, but I thought that was a fun little fact. Anyways, hope you enjoy.